I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Love is in the Air is the title of the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra's February 14th concert in Tilson Music Hall. David Bowden conducting, and the special guest for the evening is violinist Susie Park. Susie Park, no stranger to this part of the country. She was a top prize winner in the 2002 International Violin Competition of Indianapolis. And since, she's returned both as a soloist and as part of the much sought-after trio, the Eroica Trio. Susie, thanks very, very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, as I gather, you're just back from one of your world-trotting tours. You're just back from Australia?
That's correct. Yep. I just gave a recital there and spent some time with my family and friends. That's my hometown, Sydney, Australia.
Uh-huh. Now, when you come back to Indiana, David Bowden really has a very interesting program worked out for Love is in the Air. It opens with Don Juan, the tone poem by Richard Strauss, and then Romance Not Only in the Air but on the Violin by Antonín Dvořák. Tell us a little bit about that particular piece and your history with it.
You know, it's one of the most beautiful pieces. It's, you know, obviously very romantic, and it's one of the, you know, really well-known and popular pieces in the violin repertoire. And I've, you know, had the pleasure of playing it several times with orchestra, and I always love it and enjoy it, and hope the audience will enjoy it as well.
It's a little unusual for the soloist, actually, to join the orchestra before intermission, but not only does David have you joining them for the Romance by Dvořák, but then after you've taken a bow, picking up the violin again and playing the introduction in Rondo Capriccioso by Camille Saint-Saëns, another one of the great romantic works.
Absolutely, and that seems to be the theme of the Valentine's Day concert. So, yeah, that's another big favorite of mine, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's got some lush melodies and some really fun characters and, you know, different kind of emotional, you know, interests. So it's a lot of fun to play, and it's a great piece of violin and orchestra.
Then there's a brief intermission. The orchestra takes up Romeo and Juliet by Tchaikovsky, certainly a very appropriate piece for a Valentine's concert. And then you return for music by not only a great composer, but a great violinist himself, the Carmen Fantasy by Sarasate. Tell us a little bit about encountering that particular work.
Well, that's a very virtuosic work and requires a bit of technical ability in terms of just finger skills and running around the fingerboard. And that's a really fun piece for an audience to watch and to listen to, and very exciting for the violinist. It's a bit acrobatic and has a circus-like theme to it, so it should be very fun.
And then they wrap it up with that great piece of almost mechanical music, the Bolero by Ravel, with the terrific ending for the concert. We actually started by talking just a little bit about you as a prize winner in the International Violin Competition in 2002, but that certainly was years after you began as a violinist. Tell us a little bit about your early experiences with the violin. Why was it the violin, not the cello or the trumpet, say?
Well, you know, it wasn't really my choice of instrument. It was actually my father who brought home a violin when I was about 2 years old, and he took me to a violin teacher, and about she told me that I was a little too young, a little too little to start playing and to bring me back later. And so he did that, and I started playing when I was three. I guess I was quite small and young, but I loved it from the get-go, and I've just, you know, I haven't stopped since then.
We've been talking to Susie Park. She'll be the soloist with the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra for Love is in the Air, conducted by David Bowden. And that's Saturday evening, the 14th, at 7:30 in Tilson Music Hall. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Mm-hmm.